weak solidarity Brigitte Nielsen, when we've said many times, and I suspect we'll say many times again, how ignorant we are of the intricacies of the greatest little economic order of them all, and we must leave these things to the knowledgeable great practitioners. We, being presumptive, you may well have more comprehension than I have, but I must leave these things, like this week, Tuesday headline welcoming the new financial year. ASX gains tip to stay. The Troubler Aussie share market has recorded its best financial year since the pandemic. Major investors are optimistic for the next year. Oh, goody, I thought. Goody, goody, the economy's going really well. Then, very next day, report that poor salt, fat and sugar exponent McDonald's had lost a case in the Fair Work Troubler Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like a Con Mission. The con mission ruling McDonald's must bargain wages and conditions under the socialist multi-employer agreement laws. Poor McDonald's, which has lavished the basic award conditions the lowest possible on its teenage workforce. Now, don't forget, best year, investors confident. Yet, our old mate, Troubler Aussie Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes Will Cost the Workers, slammed the decision as deeply disappointing because many small businesses are struggling to survive in the current difficult trading environment. But hang on. Best year, investors confident, difficult trading environment. Poor struggling to survive McDonald's. Any wonder we have to leave our comprehension to great minds like Innes. The decision, Innes saged, vindicates long-standing caring employer concerns about the scope of the multi-employer bargaining measures. The decision, he warned, highlights the risk for thousands of employers. If only those young wage slaves, lucky enough to have a job, young people, would be satisfied that McDonald's, their caring employer, is prepared, indeed happy, to pay them the basic award wages and conditions. Worse, Innes informed us, the majority of employees were not even consulted before this irresponsible grab for higher wages and conditions. Dear, dear. I wonder how many were consulted, presumably all of them, when McDonald's imposed the existing non-conditions on them. Some consolation for poor struggling to survive McDonald's, and Innes for that matter, is it would not be struggling to survive as much as the punters who eat its rubbish. But at least as their health declines, they'll have that epitome of care and concern, the private health industry, to see them through their last days. After health insurance rose 18% yet again recently, Boo Poo has found an even smarter way to save shareholders' earnings. Match the 18% increase with rejecting claims by the punters silly enough to pay it, for which it was fined $35 million. How unfair. Penalised for a profitable business tactic, plus it has to reimburse the punters it chose not to help. And don't expect to see or stroke here this item on the Channel Stacks of Wealth 7 News, but Channel Stacks of Wealth has been sprung underpaying journalists for years, tens of thousands owed, but let's make it clear, inadvertently. As we've noted, and thank goodness it's just a miracle that these great corporate citizens never overpay staff inadvertently. These great corporate citizens display their concern for all of us, for the common good, by coming up with all sorts of ways the public purse should be spent on them. Nearstar, for instance, which smelts critical minerals but is losing heaps, but with the national interest at heart, says the government must bail it out so Troubler Aussie can keep smelting critical minerals, joining a long list of mineral companies trying to help the economy by raiding the public purse. So let's hope big economic guru Jim Chalmers' Capital and the socialists ignore these economic iconoclasts, former heads of the Productivity Workers Must Work Harder Con Mission, who therefore should know better, who warned Jim the government could be throwing good money after bad. As if responsible corporates would let the government do that. Why? They're always advising government on how not to waste money. So the government should leap at the generous offer when the private sector, which knows the government keeping out of the economy is good for all of us, offers the government a chance to participate in the private sector, like fund it. Sometimes we have to wonder why some things are considered news, like this item this week regarding our minister for being offensive and trained killing Richard Moore's The Bad Guys. Headline, military chiefs kept Moore's The Bad Guys in the dark. Well, that's hardly a major challenge. What's news in that? Richard seeing the minutest, slightest ray of light would be news. Speaking of slights, Richard would also be ashamed that so many troubadours could so hurt his being offensive and train-killing hero, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo, Donald Trump or the poor. Richard, who proudly boasts troubadours independence, we independently do whatever the US orders us to do, ashamed that a survey showed that most troubadours think Donald is, sit down, listener, think, the great leader of the free world, of liberty, freedom, and democracy. Therefore, our spiritual leader is, I can hardly say it, dumb, dishonest, and dangerous. Donald! Dumb, dishonest, and dangerous. At least it's alliterative. What, apart from Donald's words and actions, would lead people to think that? He's not qualified to hold his job, they say. Well, we've got news for them. 3.5 years of dumb, dishonest, and dangerous, not qualified, when he'll attempt to concoct a crisis, forcing him to tear up the Constitution at which he has daily practice and run again. 4 more years to make America great again by reverse Robin Hood, rob the poor to pay the rich. Even more exciting, not just the US of poor, but the poorest of the poor across the globe. Yet less exciting, indeed extremely sad, is the brilliant exchange of highly intelligent invectives between former very, 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 brackets temporary, close friends Donald and Elon. Isn't it upsetting when thieves fall out? Donald's balanced and appropriate invective was rightfully aimed at that parvenu Islamic 33-year-old Democratic Socialist who knocked off Andrew Cuomo for the New York mayoral Democratic nomination, a dangerous Democratic Socialist against a respectable, very much not Democratic, not Socialist sex offender who'll be up against the sitting mayor Eric Adams, another respectable, non-democratic, non-socialist who was facing a corruption indictment until Donald arbitrarily dismissed it, saving Eric the problem of having to prove his innocence. Like the thousands and thousands Donald has locked up in penitentiaries across the US of, including in the Florida Everglades, where Donald cracks some very, very funny jokes about alligators and snakes, who also... the locked up, not the alligators and snakes, who also will have no chance to prove their innocence because in their case, Donald knows they are not innocent. Indeed, his very bright national security person told us these locked up and being increasingly locked up immigrants are the most evil people in the world. No exceptions, all of them. The most evil people in the world. Proving this Zoran Mamdani, he's the dangerous democratic socialist, well, with a name like that, and he's a Muslim, he must be one of the most evil people in the world, and his policies attest to that. He wants to raise the corporate tax rate to all of 11.5%. But how's this for socialism run riot? A surcharge on those earning more than $1 million. All to pay for free bus services and universal childcare. He is out of control. Any wonder in his thoughtful, carefully considered and balanced way, Donald was forced to call him a 100% communist lunatic, a radical lefty, the most 100% communist lunatic, radical lefty ever, ever. If that's not enough proof, the most admired and respected are also distressed. Story this week opened, panicked Wall Street financiers are racing to rally behind an anyone but Mamdani candidate. What more proof do we need? Owen Donald, whose natural restraint prevents him from saying a bad word about anyone, was forced to criticize an Iranian, an evil Iranian leader this week for being disrespectful and rude. No comment. We suspect Donald will soon have to level a few restrained, balanced criticisms at the Europa Nostra Foundation. Clearly another 100% commie, long-haired, greeny lot who oppose a huge real estate project, a real estate opportunity by Donald's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in Belgrade. Europa Nostra, the peak body of more than 200 European heritage protection bodies, carrying on just because it involves demolishing a huge heritage site which had protected heritage status. Had. Because Donald's very, very, very close friend, brackets temporary, all Donald's friends are temporary, Serbian Supremo Alexander Becic lifted the heritage protection to assist Jared. And okay, an official has been charged with falsifying signatures on the rescission document, but it's legal, thanks to Alexander and the official and Jared. So Donald will understandably have to get very upset with this Europa Nostra disruptive lot if they insist on fighting what is now the law. Jared, of course, alerted Donald to the real estate opportunity, the Riviera opportunity in Gaza, as long as they get rid of the non-land, non-people, with, in this case, another Donald friend, Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, doing all he can to do just that. With this week, Donald and Benjamin's humanitarian soup kitchen calling out for donations of food. Oh, so you can feed more of the starving non-land, non-people. Feed them? No, so we can kill more of them. That's the humanitarian choice. Starve or be shot. Like our state socialists, as the Westgate Tunnel Project costs soar again. A proposal thrown up by Road Behemoth Transferring Your Money to increase its profits. So obviously, any cost blowouts must be borne by Transferring and the construction companies. Except, the government signed a contract that Transferring can trigger a, quote, linked claim against the public purse when costs do blow out. These companies must laugh all the way to the bank when they deal with government, mustn't they? Finally, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin found the best possible way to lead into NAIDOC Week. Attack the state socialists for establishing a terra nullius non-land, non-people voice to Parliament after, as Lord Rupert points out, nay, screams out, the people rejected a voice. As Lord Rupert turned into a hero, a council worker who objected to a welcome to country at his workplace. Political correctness out of control. Real political correctness, not the ratbag, commie, greeny, woke political correctness. Real political correctness is to ensure that terra nullius non-land, non-people retain their social status as non-land, non-people. After all, how can we hear the voice of people who don't exist? Good morning.